Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick. And apparently some people believe in talking donkeys?
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
Alright, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband!
Wife!
So, it's been a minute.
It has. We took an unexpected break due to life.
Yeah, some stuff came up, and then a week was gone.
So we apologize. I mean, we try to do this on a daily basis, ongoing forever and ever and ever. But, man, sometimes life just kicks your ass and makes you stop. So,
yep. But then we
come back.
Decided that it would just be good to come back with a fresh... Okay, we're on a fresh Monday.
Yeah, so I mean, we didn't maybe need the entire week off, but we just for the hell of it, we did. Because sometimes we need a break too.
Yeah. But
we love doing this, and we are back, and we are ready to go. Before we hop into what we did last week, the last episode or whatever, I do want to mention we have a Patreon shout out.
What?
Yes, we have a new patron. Their name is Devin.
Devin!
Yeah, and so they became a member recently, and just wanted to say thank you so much for becoming a patron. It really just, it means the world to us, and your support, you really can't know how much it means to us, because it provides everything for us as to what we're doing here and our ability to keep going forward with it. So
thank you so much, Devin. You have no idea, like husband said, you are helping us keep this thing going.
Yeah. So we appreciate that. And then, so last time we were here, we did, what did we do?
We talked about Jeremiah chapter 30. Do you remember even what happened?
Well, I cheated. I went back and looked. So
what happened?
So in Jeremiah chapter 30, God told Jeremiah to write down all the prophecies, like he conveniently. Did. So apparently... the fact that we have the book of Jeremiah is all thanks to God, apparently.
Thank God. I don't know about all that, but okay.
And then, of course, there was some, you know, he's going to punish the sins of Judah, and then he's going to deliver them from their sins.
He's going to get you, but then he's going to get you back.
And yeah, so, and, you know, it's the general message that we've been told all along, and then at some point he's going to bring back a ruler in the Davidic line. So there's going to be a King. Oh, wait. No, that's right. It was a... It's going to be the... Remember we were talking about the zombie David?
Yes.
Because we weren't sure whether it was going to be a zombie David or not.
Right.
Yeah, it might
because not... Because David's line is done.
Yeah.
Hypothetically.
Yeah. Right. So it was a really weird bit about that.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was Jeremiah chapter 30.
Sure as fuck was.
Which means that today we're going to be getting into...
Jeremiah chapter 31.
All right. Let's do this.
Okie dokie.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
All right, Jeremiah chapter 31.
Okay.
Which, FYI, just so you know, is numbered chapter 38 in the Septuagint, the Greek thing.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just letting you know.
Sure.
In case you were curious.
Cared in any way whatsoever.
It's still out of order. It's still a mess.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
At the same time, says the Lord.
Oh, okay.
So apparently we're starting mid paragraph.
Sure. Always. Yeah.
As we do.
Yep.
I will be the God of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know that I want God to come to Christmas dinner.
He's or Thanksgiving uninvited.
Or any of the dinners, really.
Yeah.
He's kind of a dick, and I feel like he'd just smite you if he did something wrong.
Yeah.
He would not be fun.
No, he'd be that guy, you know?
You know, yeah.
He'd be that drunk uncle.
Yeah, worse, with, yeah. You know, the ability to kill you.
Right,
exactly. Like, just by snapping his goddamn fingers.
You gave me what piece of the turkey? Fuck off. Thus says the Lord, the people who survived the sword found grace in the wilderness. Israel, when I went to give him rest.
Okay. Okay.
The Lord has appeared of old to me, Jeremiah, saying, we're going back and forth. Sometimes it's a quote that God is saying, and then like Okay. Just now was out of quote. So,
sure.
You know, Jeremiah's like, he appeared to me of old saying, now I'm God again.
Yeah.
Yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you. Again, I will build you, and you shall be rebuilt, O virgin of Israel. Oh, she's a virgin again.
Right. Well, because he's destroyed all the non-virgin aspects, apparently.
She was a whore, but then he killed people.
It's like he's cutting out the cyst, you know? Like,
yeah.
He's excising the bad things.
Right.
And he's leaving only the good things, apparently.
That just, the whole thing that you just said made me think of the movie Poor Things. Which I made you watch, and what was your opinion about
it? It was a very good movie. Yeah, I very much enjoyed it.
You said it was brilliant.
It was.
Yeah,
it was really good.
Highly recommend.
I do. Yeah.
If you can not be a prude about the nudity and the sex,
right?
Because there was a lot of it.
But it's very tastefully done.
It was all part of the story. It wasn't gratuitous, really.
Right.
And right. I keep saying it's a movie that. Is like Frankenstein and the Barbie movie had a baby. Would you not agree with that assessment?
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty good.
Right?
That's pretty good.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyway, God is still talking how Israel's a virgin.
Yeah.
You shall again be adorned with your tambourines. I always dress up with tambourines.
I didn't know that we were adorned in the past with tambourines. Was that a thing?
When I wasn't a whore. Yes.
They had tambourines. That was... I don't recall tambourines being mentioned before.
You
in the
don't
Bible.
Recall when I had tambourines all over me? How could you forget?
Okay.
No, yeah, no, no. And shall go forth in the dances of those who rejoice. You shall yet plant vines on the mountains of Samaria. The planters shall plant and eat them as ordinary food, the way you do with plants,
with
right?
Food. Yeah, that's what you do with food.
For there shall be a day when the watchmen will cry on Mount Ephraim, arise and let us go up to Zion to the Lord our God. For thus says the Lord, sing with gladness for Jacob and shout among the chief of the nations. Proclaim, give praise, and say, O Lord, save your people, the remnant of Israel. Behold, I will bring them from the north country and gather them from the ends of the earth. Among them, the blind and the lame, the woman with child and the one who labors with child together. A great throng shall return there. They shall come with weeping, and with supplications I will lead them. I will cause them to walk by the rivers of waters in a straight way in which they shall not stumble. For I am a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Which is interesting because Ephraim was not actually born first. You know, his twin was.
Was that story?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I know because I read in my notes.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Got it. That's the one where they fought and
Yeah.
Okay.
So basically what that says is that the rights that go to firstborn are not necessarily about the first out of the womb. It's about the one that you name and declare your firstborn.
I see.
So that's
okay. So that way it's not up to, okay. All right. So birthright doesn't necessarily guarantee you birthright.
Exactly. Hear the word of the Lord, O nations, and declare it in the isles afar, and say, he who scattered Israel will gather him and keep him as a shepherd does his flock. For the Lord has redeemed Jacob and ransomed him from the hand of one stronger than he.
To be clear, he's saying that he was the one that scattered him. In that statement there.
Scattered, shattered, smothered, covered.
Right. Like he's admitting, I scattered you, and now I'm going to reclaim you.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Because I can, because I'm
no,
God.
No, I just, what? I mean, there's a lot of people that will say that God is, you know, wonderful and good and all this, but these acts of where he is just absolutely horrible and ruins people's lives.
No, they brought it on themselves.
What the fuck that?
They brought it on themselves.
No. I mean, large swaths of people don't bring anything on themselves.
Right.
That's not how that works.
Right.
There can be some bad actors. There can be a lot of bad actors, but I guarantee that not every single one of them was bad.
Right.
So you fucked people over.
Yeah.
You fucked people over and you scattered them, turned them into slaves, had them, you know, taken away into other lands. That was on you.
Yeah.
And I agree. Yay, you brought them back, I guess. So
I think we've said before, that's like stabbing somebody, but then being the one that cleans them up and cleans up the bloody mess and sews them back up and says, aren't you glad I saved you? You could have died just then.
Right.
Like, yes. Yes, I could have, asshole. Therefore, they shall come and sing in the height of Zion, streaming to the goodness of the Lord for wheat and new wine and oil for the young of the flock and the herd. Their souls shall be like a well-watered garden and they shall sorrow no more at all.
Sounds, I mean, really great for it these people does. That lived through this.
Right?
Yeah.
I guess. Then shall the virgin rejoice in the dance and the young men and the old together, for I will turn their mourning to joy, will comfort them and make them rejoice rather than sorrow. Don't cry over all the people that I killed, some of which were probably your family members and your loved ones. Don't cry. Don't mourn them.
But he's also claiming that he can change their hearts, right? Like he's saying, I'm going to change how you feel about this situation. I'm going to cause you to be happy. Me, God, I'm going to cause you to be this way. But he wasn't willing to do it before when people were not that way, not the way he wanted before. He wouldn't change them, so he went ahead and killed them, right? He got rid of them. But he's willing to change these people because, what, they're better? But he made them all.
Okay, hold on. I think maybe you're reading into it. When he says, I will turn their mourning to joy, I don't think he's saying that I am going to magic their hearts. I think he's saying, I'm going to be so loving to them that they will, of course, stop mourning. Of course, they'll be happy then.
Okay.
I think that's what he's saying. I guess it could be.
There's been so much, you know, throughout the Bible where he's been able to do these certain things where he changes people's hearts.
Yeah.
So to say that is a little bit misleading if you aren't actually doing that.
It is. I totally agree. But I think here he's saying that y'all are going to be so happy. Just wait. You'll see. You'll see how happy you're going to be.
Right.
I will satiate the soul of the priests with abundance, and my people shall be satisfied with my goodness, says the Lord.
Okay.
Thus says the Lord, a voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping, Rachel weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted for her children because they are no more.
Rachel as in like Abraham's wife? Or wait, no, that was Sarah, wasn't it? Or who was Rachel?
Hold on. I have a thing about that. Okay, Rachel was Jacob's wife.
That's right.
And the mother of Joseph and Benjamin. And her crying is her because she's lamenting her descendants, both the northern and southern tribes.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
And they're being carried away to exile for their sins. And so she's weeping that they will be no more. Okay. But she's also figuratively grieving later when the children were brutally murdered in the area of Bethlehem where she died. And that was back in Genesis.
Okay.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
So it's just this whole like symbolism thing.
Got it. Okay. Yep.
All right. Blah, blah, blah. Sad weeping, blah, blah, blah. Thus says the Lord, refrain your voice from weeping and your eyes from tears, for your work shall be rewarded, says the Lord, and they shall come back from the land of the enemy. There is hope in your future, says the Lord, that your children shall come back to their own border. I have surely heard Ephraim bemoaning himself. You have chastised me, and I was chastised like an untrained bull. Restore me, and I will return, for you are the Lord my God. Surely after my turning, I repented, and after I was instructed, I struck myself on the thigh.
Ooh.
I was ashamed, yes, even humiliated, because I bore the reproach of my youth.
I see. Okay, hold on. This is a lot of like forgiveness and yay and back to the, mm-hmm. like we're going to restore and yeah. happiness with, you know, like this is a different tone than we've had throughout Jeremiah. Well, I mean, it's like we're past the punishment stage and like we're going into the, like,
he's reading the future.
This yeah.
is,
okay.
This is a prophecy, right. A dream that Jeremiah is having.
Okay.
This right. dream prophecy.
This is the restored Israel. This is yes. the better Israel.
Okay. Yes.
All right.
Is Ephraim my dear son? Is he a pleasant child? For though I spoke against him, I earnestly remember him still. Therefore, my heart yearns for him. I will surely have mercy on him, says the Lord. But I have to read a note about that because it made me laugh.
Okay.
The Hebrew text literally reads, my bowels rumble for him, instead of my heart yearns for him.
Okay.
Because it means that, you know, my stomach is all knotted up over this.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
But I really like my bowels rumble for him.
Yeah, then that's a lot better. It sounds like you need some Pepto.
Mm-hmm. I had to read that note. I just thought that was too funny. Okay. Let's see. Set up signposts. Make landmarks. Set your heart toward the highway, the way in which you went. I'm on the highway to hell. Right? That highway?
Except for it's the highway to Israel and Jerusalem.
The highway to heaven?
That no, I mean, it's not heaven. It's the, yeah, no.
No? All no. right.
I mean.
All right.
You could consider it hell, maybe, because you never know what God's going to do later, because right? he's kind of a dick and will probably kill some other generation. So
I feel like I would try to just leave the land altogether.
Right? Like, maybe if I just get as far away as possible, I won't have to deal with this asshole anymore.
I don't really require the company of all of the other Israelites. Y'all go ahead and do your thing.
Right.
Go be with God or not.
Yeah. He seems kind of fickle to me.
I'm going to out.
Yeah.
I got to bounce.
Here they got some spices out of, what was that? East. Yeah.
Yeah. East.
Yeah. So I'm going to go east.
Yeah. I'm heading toward China.
Yeah.
Peace out. Turn back, O Virgin of Israel. Turn back to these your cities. How long will you gad about, O you backsliding daughter? For the Lord has created a new thing in the earth. A woman shall encompass a man. Okay, I got a note about that. Yeah.
This is an interestingly weirdly phrased chapter.
Yes, yes. Keep in mind, these are all out of order.
Yeah, no, I got it.
Yeah, so a woman shall encompass a man. What sure. the fuck does that mean?
Right? Yeah, I'm curious.
So according to the notes that I read, what this means, according to these translations, questionable at best,
sure,
is that Israel will be so blessed and secure in God's restoration that even the women among them could protect the men and the people as a whole. The men folk will be able to go about their work, for the risk of attack will be so minimal that security can be safely left to the weaker sex.
So they not only, so they found a way to praise women, but still make it a cut on women.
Yes.
Is that basically what you're telling me?
Yes.
Like, they're like, they will be able to protect you because that's how easy it will be.
Even these weak pieces of shit women could do it.
Jesus Christ.
Thank you for that. I appreciate it.
The Bible could have almost redeemed themselves, right? But yeah, no.
But no, they decided not.
Yeah, yeah.
Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, they shall again use this speech in the land of Judah and in its cities. When I bring back their captivity, the Lord bless you, O home of justice and mountain of holiness. And there shall dwell in Judah itself and in all its cities together, farmers and those going out with flocks. For I have satiated the weary soul, and I have replenished every sorrowful soul. Okay, now I'm back to being Jeremiah.
Okay.
After this, I awoke and looked around, and my sleep was sweet to me. Okay?
Because he just woke up from this wonderful dream where Israel's, like, saved.
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be awesome, yeah.
Yeah. What a great dream. Woohoo!
It's like a Israel Jewish theme park, man.
I know,
where God's,
right?
like, awesome, and he takes care of everybody. And even the women. Mm-hmm. Even the women can protect me, man.
I know, right?
This is so cool.
Even those piece of shit, weak-ass little things with tits can protect me. Can you believe it? Okay,
yeah.
Now we're going to read about some new covenants.
Oh, new okay? covenants, huh?
Yes, this is very exciting stuff.
Is this covenants that, okay, are they just made with Jeremiah? Like, did Jeremiah, like, agree to these for us or something, or what?
I have no idea.
Because he's the only one talking to God right now, right?
I haven't read this, so I don't know.
All right.
Let's find out.
Yeah.
I've read the notes about it, okay?
Yeah.
I haven't actually read the words.
All right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will sow the house of Israel and the house of Judah with the seed of man and the seed of beast. That sounds like sperm.
Yes, it
does. Sperm is seeds, right?
Right.
Okay, so he's going to come all over us.
That can't be what he's trying to say.
No. Oh, God. Oh, God, you. Put your dick back. Oh, my gosh. And it shall come to pass that as I have watched over them to pluck up, to break down, to throw down, to destroy, and to afflict, so I will watch over them to build and to plant, says the Lord.
Okay. I can fuck you up and I can raise you back up.
Sure.
It's like a motherfucker. He's playing with fucking Legos. He's playing with Lincoln Logs. He's playing with his army men. I mean, what the fuck?
It's like he's looking down at us singing, you get knocked down and you get up again, but only because I'm magical, you get knocked down, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah. In those days, they shall say no more. The fathers have eaten sour grapes and the children's teeth are set on edge. You know, the way they've been saying that?
Sure.
They're not going to say that anymore.
Because he's going to build them back up.
And then knock them down.
Yes, yes.
But everyone shall die for his own iniquity.
Mm.
Just so you know.
Everyone dies regardless, just to be clear.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay.
Every man who eats the sour grapes, his teeth shall be set on edge.
What does your teeth being set on edge mean exactly? Just like gritting your teeth? Or
nervousness, like irritation.
Okay.
Like if I hear a strange noise that I don't like, it sets my teeth on edge.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt. My covenant which they broke, though I was husband to them, says the Lord.
So that one's scrapped, right?
No.
No?
This is in addition to.
Oh, this is in addition to.
Yeah.
Okay.
We made a promise to each other and y'all broke it, but it's still there. And now we're going to make even more. Doesn't that sound fun?
I see. So even though they broke it, I'm still binding
yeah.
you to it.
Yeah.
So that's a thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. And I will be their God, and they shall be my motherfucking people.
You know what? If that is true, mm-hmm. if that were to actually be true,
yeah,
I could be okay with that. Like, if you were to literally, out of the womb, right? If God were real, like in a hypothetical scenario,
sure.
If God were real and you came into this world mm-hmm. knowing, and I mean knowing.
Right. No doubt.
That God's law is God's law.
Yeah.
Right? And that God was real.
Yeah.
And it was put there automatically.
Magically,
right?
If magically, you will.
Right. But if it was there, mm-hmm. That would be like, and people chose to go against it regardless of having this knowledge.
That would be something
that would be punishable, I feel like. Yeah. But that's not what's happening.
No.
We don't have any inkling that God actually exists. There is no law written in my fucking heart.
Not till somebody moves to your neighborhood and starts knocking on your door.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. That's the law is written on my no soliciting sign.
Right. No more shall every man teach his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all just know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, says the Lord.
So, again, I feel like I'm not at fault here because my heart was not written on.
No, mine neither.
You know?
No.
And I feel like I'm clear of any wrongdoing that's here.
God's fault. Because
apparently God is failing at his covenant here.
He missed a few.
Yeah, I think God dipped out.
Yeah. For I will forgive their iniquity and their sin. I will remember no more. Okay, but I got a few notes here.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So when he said, behold, the days are coming.
Yeah.
Okay. The Jewish view of the wording new covenant is no more than a renewed national commitment to abide by God's laws. In this view, the word new does not refer to a new commitment that replaces a previous one.
Okay.
Okay, like I said, but rather to an additional and greater level of commitment.
Right, okay? Right.
So after the fall of humanity in Genesis, that's when the story of a series of covenants begins.
Yeah.
So let me tell you about those real briefly here, just to remind us of all the covenants that we've had.
Okay.
Okay. There was the Abrahamic covenant in Genesis. And that was a promise to Abraham and his descendants that a land, a nation, and a blessing will be extended to all nations.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Then there was the Mosaic or the Sinai covenant.
Mm-hmm.
That was in Exodus. And that's when Israel was given the law, the sacrifices, and the choice of blessing or curse.
Okay.
Okay. And then there was in 2 Samuel, the Davidic covenant. Promised an everlasting dynasty, a perfect ruler, and the promised Messiah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
So this is a new one. Okay.
Where he's going to write on our hearts.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. In addition to all those sure. that still hold true.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
And also when he says on your hearts, what he means is your inmost being, your mind.
Sure.
Your soul, if you will.
I get that, mm-hmm. but I call bullshit.
No, I agree. Totally.
Because that was, like, there was never a point in my life where I was like, oh, God.
Yeah, duh.
I mean,
that tracks. Not,
the only time that there was God was an outside influence trying to come into my life with that entity.
The outside influence was people.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was weird people.
I mean, it was my neighbors and it was my friends. But, I mean, still, it was
weird,
people
though.
Coming at
the
me.
The message was weird. God,
so...
The message never tracked. It never made sense. It was never logical. It right. was always, are you saved? I don't know what that means. Is there a fire coming? What? Saved from murder hornets?
Right.
I don't know what you mean by that. Yeah. I've never heard those words. Please to explain.
Yeah, yeah.
Thus says the Lord, who gives the sun for a light by day, the ordinances of the moon and the stars for a light by night, who disturbs the sea and its waves roar. The Lord of hosts is his name. Okay,
yeah.
So that was all an introduction to what he's about to say. Thus says the Lord.
Right,
okay?
Yeah.
If those ordinances depart from before me, says the Lord,
yeah.
then the seed of Israel shall also cease from being a nation before me forever.
Okay.
Just so don't if then.
You're right, yeah.
Just don't then. Thus says the Lord, if heaven above can be measured, and the foundations of the earth searched out beneath, I will also cast off all the seed of Israel for all that they have done, says the Lord.
Okay.
Like,
I'm not really following what he's getting.
He's like,
here.
I'm going to write this on your heart. And if you don't believe it, then you suck. If it's not in your heart, then you suck. Like, wait, what? But you're going to write it there. So it should be fine, right?
Right.
He's like, no, I'm giving you the pen. You have to write it yourself. But there's no ink in the pen. Well, you have to go get ink too. Mine doesn't have a clicky. The clicky's broken. Well, you got to go get the spring for it too. So you're giving me nothing. That is correct.
I mean, as usual, we're getting nothing. So, you know, it's to be expected.
Yeah. So it's a false promise as usual.
Right.
Kind of like a rainbow. False promise.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah.
Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that the city shall be built for the Lord from the Tower of Hananel to the Corner Gate. I have some notes.
Okay.
So, Tower of Hananel was located at the northeast corner in the walls of Jerusalem. That's per Nehemiah.
Okay.
Adjoining the Tower of Mia, which was also the Tower of the Hundred, to the east, and midway between the Sheep Gate and the Fish Gate.
Oh, okay.
It was located at a point of the city always requiring special fortification. And Hananel means God's grace.
Okay. Yep.
Now, the Gate of the Corner, or Corner Gate, if you will, was located to the northwest of Jerusalem, per 2 Kings, and was a part of expansion to the northwest side of the city under Uzziah and Hezekiah.
So God's getting involved in city planning? Is that what we're to
believe
here? Okay.
Correct.
I feel like God should be more than just like a city planning manager.
Well, part of what he's saying is that you guys will have expanded your group. So you'll have had so many babies. Your population will have grown so much that your city walls will expand beyond what the city currently is.
Sure, I get that. But like, okay. Let's just take this in large chunks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Early on in the Bible, God was like, you will be more than the sands of the beach, right? You will be more than the stars in the sky, right?
Right. Countless.
That's a pretty grandiose idea as to what, you know, how many people there are going to be, right? That's amazing.
It goes to show that they didn't know how to count high.
Right. Yes. Sure. We have now narrowed our focus so far down that the only thing we have cared about recently is Jerusalem at all.
Yeah.
Like, now all we care about is this fucking city, right? And God has been relegated to a goddamn city planner.
Yeah.
As opposed to a God that rules the universe.
Yeah.
You know, like, it is such a specific thing now that is so focused on what and where they are at this moment in time that we're reading about that it almost loses all meaning to me at all because...
Right.
Who gives a fuck about Jerusalem, honestly?
In the grand scheme of things. Nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't mean to say that we don't give a fuck about Jerusalem. I mean to say that in the grand scheme of things, when we're talking about a fucking God, we should be talking in
city?
Larger scales than just a goddamn city.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I totally agree with you. It also kind of goes to show that they have a little bit better understanding of what's outside their tribe. And that, God isn't just like we're not the whole world. Oh,
right.
Shit. I didn't know. It's also like they've come to realize that, no, there really can be more than one God because we don't even know all of the pieces of this planet yet.
Well, it does feel a bit like they're pulling back within themselves, you know,
like
we've been strewn apart into all these foreign lands.
Mm-hmm.
We need to regroup in our small town here and build again.
Yeah.
You know, but that's not.
That's like, not a God thing. That's a people thing.
Right. I'm saying like it as a person reading the Bible for the first time, right?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't sound powerful. It doesn't sound godly. It just sounds like people trying to fix their shit.
Like before it was cute little people who just didn't know better. And now it's scared little people who know better and are ensconced in politics.
Right.
And that makes it a lot like it was like at the beginning we could compare it to any other group of people who didn't know better and it was all history, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Now it's just like, oh, y'all suck, just like any other group of politics, you know?
Right.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
All right, but we're coming up on the end here, okay?
Yeah.
The surveyor's line shall again extend straight forward over the hill Gareb. Then it shall turn towards Goath.
Okay. Sure.
Let me talk about those little bits, okay?
Okay.
So, the hill of Gareb or Gareb is usually translated as Hill of Lepers or Lepers Hill and is the name of a height from the Jerusalem area. It was likely outside Jerusalem city walls in the time of Jeremiah until the destruction of Jerusalem in 586 or 7 BCE, but at least in part within the city walls after the reconstruction under Nehemiah.
Okay.
Goath, or the Hill of Death, or of Roaring, of Groaning. So this is where the sickies came in and left.
Okay. All right. Yep.
Is a hill near Jerusalem. From the context, we learn that Gareb and Goath were unclean places.
Sounds that way, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Right.
But being measured in with the holy city became sanctified. That the Goath Hill of Jeremiah is identical with the Golgotha of the Christian evangelists, Calvary, a site immediately outside Jerusalem's walls, where, according to the New Testament Gospels, Jesus was crucified, is more than probable.
Okay.
Which I found very interesting.
Yeah.
So they like made this the sicky place is also where Jesus was crucified.
Got it.
Cool. okay. And the whole valley of the dead bodies and of the ashes and all the fields as far as the brook Kidron to the corner of the horse gate toward the east shall be holy to the Lord. It shall not be plucked up or thrown down anymore forever. The end.
Okay. So God's a city planner.
Like you said, like city planner.
Yeah, whatever.
Yes.
This is ridiculous.
It really is. Like, all magic is gone. There is nothing for it. Get out your ruler. It's like when he was giving specific instructions on how to build the fucking ark.
Right? Like, oh my God, that was so bad.
But do you really think God gives a fuck about math and geography?
No. I don't. Look, to begin with, I don't believe that there is a God.
Right.
But like the things that we keep reading about.
Your God is.
I know you can take this any way you want to, right? Like there are probably, we probably missed on pulling out the beautiful aspects of what we just read, right?
I'm sure
that we could make it sound so much better.
Yeah.
But just in reading it, the things that I am prone to respond to are the not, you know, like this is not something that is like even on par with what a universe building God should be concerned about.
Yeah,
right?
It's not how I imagine a God should be.
No, this is.
That's on me. Maybe I'm lacking. I like my God to be big and not to give a shit about things like that.
Right. This is so small.
This is
so small and so, I've talked about it before, but like there's that meme out there for that they're like, everything that ever happened in the Bible happened within this circle. And it's just like this small circle on the globe.
Yeah.
And it's so true. Like everything is just focused on this one area because that's all that was important to them. That's all they knew because it was written by humans who only knew a small portion of the earth.
Yep.
And that's what we now have as a overriding religion that affects the Western world.
Right.
And it blows me away that people take this book that we're reading right now as the gospel. You know, like
how do they not see how tiny this is? How stupid? How do they not see it as stupid?
Well, I keep getting told that when we get to the New Testament, that it's gonna, you know, that's all that really matters. This is just the history, and this is, you know, blah 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 blah.
Yeah, but
I'm like, no. This is the same God we're talking about.
Yeah,
you can't say that it's you put the Old Testament in the Bible. Okay,
right.
So the Bible God.
I'm reading the God, Bible,
and this is some fucked up, stupid shit.
And all that happened in the New Testament is that he got a little bit
nicer,
maybe a little bit more like, oh, they're really not listening. So, okay, I'll go down and see.
Right.
And I'm like, but you're God. How did you not already know?
Right.
You're God.
Yeah.
Why is their God so small? That's what I always come back to.
Yeah.
Why is your God so lacking in fundamental understanding? Why is your God so incapable of knowing history and geography? Why is your God so lacking in kindness and love and ability to foster that in people? Why is your God so small?
Right.
Why do you have such a puny God? Honestly.
On that note, that was Jeremiah chapter 31.
It sure as fuck was.
Which means we'll be back tomorrow with
Jeremiah chapter 32. And if you would like to join us for our live Discord at 10 p.m. Eastern, we would love to see you there.
And as always, there will be a link in the show notes of this episode. So hop on down there, click the link, and join us on Discord. Don't worry if you've never been on Discord. Most people that were on there have never been on Discord before either. So,
and it's still a toss up as to whether I can get in there by myself or if I'll need help, and everybody still cheers if I am able to get into it. So don't let that stop you.
That's right. All right. We'll see you then.
Bye.
Hey, wife, I guess that's the end.
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.